A Sunday School Spectacular on this moment of Indiana history. For more than six decades, Little York Christian Church in the southeastern Indiana town of the same name held a Sunday school picnic on the first Saturday of August. A seemingly minor event, the Little York Sunday School Picnic and Homecoming would draw 1,000 to 3,000 people each year, and sometimes more. The annual gathering began in 1902, a time when modern transportation and communication had yet to transform rural America, leaving churches and other civic organizations at the center of small-town social life. The superintendents of the congregation's Sunday school sent invitations to other area churches. Each Sunday school was invited to come, if possible, in a delegation and bring special numbers for its choir to perform. The day-long event was held in a 12-acre grove with a small wooden stage, booths selling food, drink, and ice cream, and pews and benches on the grass for seating. Each church's delegation sang in turn for the assembly. Local bands played. Ministers and various orators addressed the crowd, among them the president of nearby Hanover College and U.S. Senate hopeful Birch Bayh, who addressed the attendees in 1962. In its early years, the picnic's attendance far outweighed the population of the entire county. The census counted 1,290 people in Gibson County in 1910, while the Little York Sunday School Picnic drew 3,000 people in 1914 and 2,000 in 1915. Although it survived other such assemblies, the Little York Picnic finally succumbed to dwindling rural populations and the array of alternate forms of entertainment. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.